pleased to return to Studio 2A. Mick and Scott. Mick and Scott are one of the most unique groups here in Tucson. I can't even begin to guess how many different instruments and sounds you'll hear over the course of the next hour being generated just by these two gentlemen. So without further ado, live from Studio 2A, Mick and Scott.
Thanks, Matt.
Listeners at home, start counting instruments now.
Ever since you put me down.
Scott. Woo-hoo. That was cool. Hey, man. We're on the radio.
Yeah.
Cool.
Get down.
I need to open the blow, you know, rock the blue show.
Sunshine, sunny vibes, sitting on my porch and contemplating, just waiting for the scene to change, scenery to rearrange. I know it seems strange, but I feel no pain. Everything the same, plain lays plain, tears fall like rain. It's a shame, too bad it's just a game.
Say what?
Do I sound insane?
Are you loving?
Like a sex machine.
Are you loving, loving?
Straight out of movie scene.
Are you loving, loving every?
Like Charlie Sheen.
Are you loving, loving every?
I see what you mean.
Are you loving?
Like a sex machine.
Are you loving, loving?
Straight out of movie scene.
Are you loving, loving every?
Like Charlie Sheen.
Are you loving, loving every?
I see what you mean. Yeah, I'm loving, loving every.
But it's never for no.
Loving, loving every.
But it's never for no. Never for no. No, never for no.
Loving, loving every.
But it's never for no. Yeah.
Loving, loving every.
But it's never for no.
Loving, loving every.
But it's never for no. Never for no. No, never for no.
Loving, loving every.
But it's never for no.
Loud bars, trading bars with beats, yes, for money on the streets. Well,
you've been rocking B-sides, you've been busting freestyle for too long for sure. You've been rocking B-sides, you've been busting freestyle for too long for sure.
Well, I'm loving, loving every,
but it's never been done.
Loving, loving every,
but it's never been done. Never been done, no, never been done.
Loving, loving every. Loving every,
but it's never been done.
Loving, loving every,
but it's never been done. Never been done, no, never been done.
Loving, loving every,
but it's never been done, no.
Woohoo! He's got his mic.
So,
don't change your dial, folks. We are not in control.
There you go. You're tuned into 91.3 KXCI Tucson. This is Locals Only. My name's Matt, and I'm live in Studio 2A with Mick and Scott. Guys, thanks so much for coming down tonight.
Oh, thank you so very much for having us.
So, before we went on, we teased up the game for the audience of trying to guess how many instruments they're going to hear. And I'm sitting here 3 feet from you, and I have not been able to come up with a number, even just being able to look at it. So just for folks who are listening and haven't had the chance to see you before, describe in a snapshot what your setup is and what you're bringing to us tonight.
Okay, I'll start because I think Scott is trying to figure out his phone. I'm not sure. Barry saxophone, bass guitar. There's a MIDI controller, so a keyboard. So, but that can sound like 17 different instruments.
Sure.
But we'll just call it
drum.
One.
Yeah.
I got a telephone mic. That counts. I got a kazoo and a mouth harp and different effects. That's kind of my gig.
And nice. That's Mick, incidentally.
Oh, I'm Mick.
I got root beer. And so, I don't know. I have turntable, chaos pad, percussion, sound goofiness, tambourine. I guess sound goofiness is pretty bad. percussion goofiness, like shakers and
trumpet, trombone,
mellophone, or
trumpet.
Oh, trumpet and trombone. Yeah. And playing a little of that, play that at the same time. Oh, we play every Sunday over at La Casina from 11 to 2 in the summer. Normally, a little later, and you can see all the wildness that we do.
Yeah,
that we walk around, play instruments. We got a alto saxophone that we're trying to work into it. But you never know; it's always changing. It's always different. We sometimes might have melodica and. Always root beer.
Yeah. Now, that brunch gig has been going on for a little while now. When did you guys start doing the La Cocina brunch?
We're kind of here for the third year anniversary, and we're releasing a record at this Memorial Day funky brunch. Uh-huh. We love the people at La Cocina and Old Paint Records and Gypsy Emporium, all the shops there, and just the people and the bartenders, uh-huh, and the community and the turtles, and there's like just this beautiful courtyard with a fountain. It's so amazing.
Yeah, and you know, I think that it's one of the best postcards for Tucson is the idea that you have this idyllic spot. It's about as beautiful as you can find, and for, you know, a lovely Sunday brunch, you guys and your wonderful zany brand of kind of organized chaos have been the soundtrack for that for 3 years. Not just, you know, like, you know, some sort of nice, like, background muzak, but something that's fun, that's engaging, and that involves the audience in the process as well. I think it's really cool that you guys have been able to bring that to the type of crowd that you might not expect to be listening to this music necessarily. And that's what's great.
Thanks.
Everyone's saying everything that I would ever want to say. It's going so well.
Well, there you go. Yeah.
I never thought it would work for the brunch crowd. It's mostly people coming out of the Tucson Museum of Art and there to check out the Presidio, the historic Presidio museums.
Right.
And we show up there and it's mostly like 70-year-old people like bicycling around and you know, coming through town. And we're like, okay, we're not going to start with like the hip hoppy kind of stuff.
Right.
We're going to do some reggae, kind of mellow up into it. And,
you know, honestly, we stopped doing that like 2 years ago.
Well,
I mean, for the first year, it was like, yeah, I don't know if they really are going to be able to handle this digestion and everything.
Right.
But I think our music has been proven to help digestion.
There you go. Yeah. So, I mean, now, I mean, your old pro is coming up on the 3 year anniversary of it, but how has that gig, sometimes a regular gig shapes a band sound or their approach to music as much as, you know, the band shapes that place. Have you found that gig has at all impacted your music, the way you approach the music, the way that you come up with songs, anything?
Not one tiny little bit.
Well, there you go. That's artistic integrity for you.
The bubble machine.
Yeah.
You have a bubble machine.
Okay, well, occasionally in the improv section of the day, you know, things that are happening in real time get spoken of on the microphone. And I suppose in that way it has shaped a certain percentage of the sound that happens.
Yeah.
But no, we kind of just do this.
Uh-huh.
There.
Yeah.
And everywhere.
And here, right now.
Yeah. I don't know. It's great just coming up with new stuff. Like, it seems like every, you know, this turntable thing's been kind of just maybe 3-4 months that we've been going into it, and it's a lot of super silly fun.
When you guys decide that you're going to add a new element, how does that process work? Do you come up with an idea? Do you find something in the attic that you want to start playing with, and you guys will actually kind of workshop it, or do you bring it to a gig and then you just see what happens?
I'm really meticulous about how I add new elements into my arsenal. And in fact, I've actually removed several that I find, you know, that I found unnecessary for whatever reason. It's not the same with Mr. Kerr. I can give you my vision of it.
Well, you have...
Let's let him speak some more.
You're saying this stuff
more.
With such a serious face, but he well, sometimes we'll just...
It's radio. They cannot see my face, sir.
No, I should say, sometimes you'll play ukulele for, like half a set. I don't know. There's been a lot of, you know, we practice this stuff on our own, and then we come to the show with some of the stuff that Mick's written. Mick is the very creative one that comes up with a lot of the writing and stuff, and I like to just, I don't know, work my hits into it and work the... what I think that would be good to help the music and what we're doing. But anyway, we should probably get back to this. It's just
this is fun. No, I like this a lot. We play music all the time. Like, I never see him sweat like this.
Yeah.
I don't know where he's going, but yeah. I'm like right there in the Rick Gale buggy behind him.
So you're listening to Mick and Scott live in Studio 2A here on Locals Only, and you can catch them at La Cocina on Sunday for the third anniversary of the Funky Brunch that goes from 11 to 2, and they'll have a new record that they'll be able to put out in celebration of that as well. So let's hear some more music. Mick and Scott.
Thank you.
You're tuned in to 91.3 KXCI Tucson. My name is Matt Milner. This is Locals Only, and I'm live in Studio 2A with Mick and Scott. Guys, thanks again for coming down tonight.
Oh, thank you very much.
You're welcome. Hello, who is this?
Love the show.
It's radio. They can't see it.
Okay. Oh, they get it. They figured it out. We got a smart audience. So, one thing I was thinking about while watching you, Mick, is that I think it's easy to get lost, especially when you're watching everything, because there's so much visual stimulus. But just like the sheer musicianship that's on display, and it made me curious about what your background is. That you've, the combination of being extremely proficient at the Barry and the bass and the keys and all that is, not necessarily a typical combination of things. But what was your foothold in music, and kind of how did you add all of these skills over the years?
I'm so glad you asked. I'm going to lay it out like this. I had an older brother that played music throughout school, and I looked up to this fella, as one does.
Sure.
And so as quick as I can, I got into the school music program in fourth grade that was playing cello, because you couldn't play in the band until fifth grade. I really wanted to play saxophone. Ah, bing, the first piece of the puzzle.
Yeah.
So I played cello for a year, promptly forgot everything I've learned. I'd like to get another one, but that's another story for another day. And then I got into the saxophone and got to play that through elementary school and then junior high and then high school. And right at the end of high school, I said, well, I don't want to play jazz. I want to get girlfriends. So I decided to change to, I'm sorry, jazzers, my goodness, to the bass guitar. And I focused on that for several years. So there's two of the main things going on with me. And always had some kind of a keyboard around. I wouldn't say I'm very proficient with it, but, it fills in some gaps here and there and whatever. So that's basically how it all came together, just one after another through the years. And then one day I turned around, I got a pile of instruments. I'm like, well, I'm going to play all these at once.
Time to get a looper.
Yeah. Technology caught up to me and
there you go.
I went bionic.
And, there was a period before Mick and Scott when you were doing a version of this on your own as well.
We call those the good old days. Yeah. no, not at all. Yes, I was doing this for many years.
Yeah, and, I think that the one of the elements, though, that Scott brings just by virtue of Scott being Scott and also all of the fun toys that you have with you is it adds this, this layer of, spontaneity and fun and zaniness and however you want to describe it. But Scott, I'm curious, in your own mind, as you were integrating yourself with what Mick had done before, what were you consciously trying to bring to the table?
I don't know. It's just funky. It's just so funky. Like, you just add a little percussion and I've been playing horns for a long time, and it'd start with one trumpet, then I'd be using two trumpets, and the next thing it's in playing trumpet and trombone, and it was a natural progression with just enjoying watching Mick play. And I usually have some instruments in my car, a little pocket trumpet. I brought them, but I'm not even gonna play it, and strange things and hand drums, and it's really progressed until we have like an outrageous amount of stuff.
Yeah,
it's kind of overwhelming. But it's so much fun to have stuff at your fingertips at any given time. And
absolutely.
And
people can see it all with their own eyes on Sunday over at La Cocina for the third anniversary of the Funky Brunch, 11 to 2. And that'll keep going through the summer as well. You'll keep that gig up.
It's
going to be a release. We have a lathe cut record with two tracks on it. We are also kind of rolling out some other stuff. We have flash drive USB, 32 megabytes of, and this Swiss Army knife that we have. And then we have little radios, and if I ever get time, I could go back and do shirts and stuff. But I really like having fun stuff. We have temporary tattoos and stickers.
Oh, that's
great. We bring the bubble machine, and it's like a Mick always calls it the babysitter. Like, we have this little area of like kids like getting crazy. We brought the bubble machine back last weekend. There was a kid with a cape that just stole the show.
Oh, well, there you go. So this Sunday and each Sunday at La Cocina from 11 to 2, Mick and Scott, we're going to let you get into this last set. Gentlemen, thanks again for coming down. It's truly a pleasure. I love having you here.
Word.
All right, so they're going to wrap things up. Thanks for listening to KXCI. Thanks for listening to Locals Only. And we'll leave you here with another 15 minutes of Mick and Scott.
Yeah, thank you, Austin and Duncan, for doing sound.
Yeah.
Scott loves that song. Just dropping at the rotten oasis, healing kisses from the lepers' faces. Heads are hanging from garbage man trees, mouthwash, jukebox, gasoline. Sockets, I got a devil's haircut in my mind. 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 Love machines, sympathy crutches, discount orgies on the dropout buses, hitching a ride with the bleeding doses, coming to town with the briefcase blues. Got a devil's haircut in my mind, got a devil's haircut in my mind, got a devil's haircut in my mind.
Like a beat scene, go to the street and we get some ice cream. Lick, lick, licking it up. Tastes so sweet, dripping down the cup. I try to look styling, like to look tight. Dip, 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 and look at my bra, but step in my hairbrush. I gotta rush. I let that hair fly wild. Let mine not be hair fly wild. I let that hair fly wild. Let my nappy hair fly. Back at the crib, early next morning. Gotta get up and get the ball on the road. Well, slip, slip, slipping it off. Captain Crunch gets sick unless you rinse your bowl. I try to look styling, I like to look tight. Take two steps and I look to my right. But I still can't find my hairbrush, y'all. That's all right. I let my hair fly wild. Let my nappy hair fly wild. Do-do-do-do. I let my hair fly wild. Let my nappy hair fly.
Tucson, we love you.
Yeah, what was the song last time we played here? There was a weather warning.
That was that one.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Kind of wish there had been a weather warning tonight, actually.
No.
Thank you.